Clark was arrested by Dillingham police after she sold two doses of heroin to a confidential informant in December 2014. She was charged with three drug-related crimes, two for possession and one for dealing. Clark posted $15,000 bail and was released from custody. In pleading guilty Wednesday, she said her past legal troubles have all been tied to a heroin addiction.
That was an issue before. My life wasn't going downhill and in the trash can, so I moved out of Dillingham and willingly went into rehabilitation program, and I've been doing well on it. I have no intentions on going back to that lifestyle or back to Dillingham, so I think moving out of there was the best thing for me.
The state accepted a plea deal to the one charge of second-degree misconduct involving a controlled substance, a B felony. Under the new SB 91 guidelines, with her prior record, Clark could have faced 2 to 5 years jail time. The state agreed to mitigating factors that it was a small amount of heroin sold and it was in the least serious category of the crime, and settled with the one-year flat sentence. Judge Pat Douglas accepted the deal, and Clark thanked the court for helping close the case.
I would like to thank you for accepting our deal and let you know that a lot of people in that community do have a problem, and I believe they don't want to have to be jailed and bound by the opiate either. But if they had a treatment program, I believe that most of that community would clean up.
Clark was arrested in Anchorage in September 2015, along with her husband Brian Clark and Gus Romy. APD found the trio in a parked car with close to 40 grams of heroin and $18,000 cash between them. She still faces a possession charge in that case. Her husband Brian Clark is in custody on a murder charge for allegedly killing Ella Olson in a 2015 heroin-related burglary in Dillingham. Darcy Clark can apply to serve her one-year sentence under house arrest rather than behind bars. A decision on that is expected before she remands to custody in December. In Dillingham, I'm Dave Benninger.